Shalom, shalom. God bless you wherever you are. In case you're just coming across us, this is the Bright TV, the channel with the present truth and the end time message. And we're happy to have you with us on this interesting program that we call the Rapture Watch, where we'll watch and prepare for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm Brother Olumide Jesus David, and today's episode of Rapture Watch will continue with the course we've been taking on the last three episodes. Rightly dividing the word of truth. This will be the third episode, rightly dividing the word of truth. And anchoring this interesting topic is none else but the overseer of the Bride Assembly Lagos Church, Pastor Moses Alu. Shalom, sir.
Shalom, Brother Olumide Jesus David.
Shalom, sir.
Shalom to the bride crew, making it possible with their equipment for this broadcast to reach the whole world.
Amen.
And shalom to all the financial sponsors, the supporters financially, supporting the airing of this message. Shalom to all of you, all the partners, financial partners.
That's right.
Shalom to the Bride of Christ worldwide. And may I also say shalom to the viewers who may be joining us for the first time. It's a program, the Rapture was a program put together for us to watch unto the soon coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. This rapture, we hear us talking, will soon strike. We all believe we're at the end time. If there's an end time, then there are end time scriptures to look at, yes, that will help us prepare for home going. Remember that Daniel was in captivity. And that captivity came about by prophecy of Jeremiah. 70 years they were to be in captivity. Many of them will not remember that prophecy.
Mm.
And so they just got themselves in Babylon, and they just believe that's where they are. And about going home, they may not be thinking of it, but there was a Daniel.
Amen.
That the Bible says in Daniel chapter 9, verse 1, he understood by books.
Hmm.
He went back to the Bible, to the prophecies.
That's right.
And then he saw the prophecy that brought them into that captivity.
Amen.
And that there was a time allotted.
Hmm.
And so he began to calculate and saw that we were just remaining 2 years.
Amen.
So from then on, he started his rapture watch. He knew that very soon, how it will happen, he may not know, but very soon the captivity will end.
Mm.
And God always remembers his word. He remembers his word to Abraham when he had to go to Egypt and bring out the seed of Abraham from Egypt.
Amen.
After 430 years.
Mm.
He watches over his word to perform it. He told them, in 70 years, Babylon, it's only 70 years you will hold my people and punish them.
Hmm.
After that, I'll bring them. Daniel understood by a book. So the attitude of Daniel is the attitude that the Bride of Jesus Christ must be putting on now, because we all can see the signs the Bible told us about. And if we look at the books, the time allotted for us for the rapture is really little.
Amen.
And so the mind of Daniel must be the mind of the Bride of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Now, that's what this program is put together to achieve,
hmm,
to help you prepare for homecoming.
Amen.
And not only that, our upcoming camp program.
That's right.
Every June,
hmm,
we also have the baptism of the Holy Ghost program, because it's a precondition for rapture.
Amen.
Without the baptism of the Holy Ghost, no rapture.
Amen.
And you need to know, be sure you have the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And that the anointing of the Holy Ghost is different from the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Some people think they have the Holy Ghost because they have an anointing.
Mm.
And all these are some of the things we put together in our upcoming program that will help us to be home bound in our mind and in our preparation.
Amen.
Welcome to another episode of Rapture Watch from the Bright Television.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much. The Rapture Watch. And the pastor has spoken much about you. Make sure I do not miss this year's camp, the Rapture Watch, because no Holy Ghost, no rapture. The scripture our watchword for this topic of rapture watch is taken from 2 Timothy 2:15, which says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Rightly dividing the word of truth. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, we'll be looking at very interesting topics. By God's grace, through the help of the Holy Spirit and with the help of our pastor, we'll be rightly dividing some words of truth. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.